A national expert on public markets toured Fresno today to explore the potential of creating a year-round indoor market for the valley's agricultural and prepared food products. FM 89's Joe Moore has this report.
The bottom two floors of a downtown parking garage, once home to the Gottschalk's department store, could become the home of a new indoor public market for produce, baked goods, and other food items, according to officials with the city of Fresno. Ted Spitzer, a national consultant who has helped plan new public markets in cities like Grand Rapids and Milwaukee, toured the city-owned building on the Fulton Mall today, as well as other potential sites downtown. Spitzer says that year-round indoor markets have proven popular elsewhere in the country and typically capitalize on regional crops and specialty products, drawing people from throughout the region.
There's a lot of interest in local foods, and that's happened throughout the country. What we've seen is a virtual explosion of outdoor farmers markets, and now people are looking kind of for kind of the next step, and some of that is around indoor markets. So there are historic public markets, some very famous ones like the Pike Place Market in Seattle, and then there are a number of communities that have created new indoor markets, like the Ferry Plaza in San Francisco.
Spitzer will give a presentation on Wednesday to a group of local business and agriculture leaders about markets in other communities. He says he hopes to give Fresno leaders a better idea of whether or not the concept would work locally.
There are many different types of models of public markets, and there are different ways to approach what it can be. So part of the work which I do is with understanding what the local aspirations are, but also looking and understanding the local potential and kind of marrying the aspirations and the potential in a concept that makes some sense and is economically feasible and will meet the goals that this community has established for this facility.
He says the project could also house local food-related entrepreneurs and restaurants and serve as an incubator for local small businesses. City of Fresno Business Development Director Craig Sharton says that while such a market won't open in Fresno anytime soon, local businesses are already showing interest.
We have a group of food-related businesses that have formed an advisory group, and they're really leading this, so it's a very private sector-led effort. And, it's a big project. I wouldn't be surprised if it took us 3 years or so to get this going.
Spitzer says the proposed market could either be publicly or privately funded, though many are operated by nonprofit organizations. A similar project in Grand Rapids, Michigan, cost around $28 million. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Joe Moore.